in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
This is wrong. Captain Steubing is still kicking.
Did you look it up?
Wikipedia?
Hold on.
False information. False
news.
Am
I giving out false news?
Yeah, false news.
Fake news?
Fake news here.
Oh, no, Gavin. He was on Love Boat until 1986. He is still alive. He's 86 years old. That's a dang coaching mistake. I apologize.
Dude is still alive.
That's a dang coaching mistake.
Sorry about that.
Chad Hastings test right here.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, that could be gone by the weekend.
Sayonara, Gavin McLeod.
He could be gone by the weekend now.
I apologize for that.
Sorry about that, Captain Steubing.
I hope he wasn't listening on the Horn app.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talk Sports.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new.
Get them up! Wake them up! Get them out! It is Thursday. Buck ons and buck offs. And in addition to that, it is Bucky's birthday today. And he's wearing his flashing tiara. The heck did you get that thing?
It's nice. Rita Blue. The incredible,
Rita Blue?
Incomparable Rita Blue, yes.
From down to Coke FM, brought you the pink.
She did. The weather girl, Rita Blue.
Light up tiara.
She also brings us each and every day the Troy Kimmel exclusive Austin Radio Network weather forecast.
And a bad attitude.
And a bad attitude when you... She's still around. She's still around. I'm glad to see her still alive and kicking on my birthday.
On your birthday, number 62. You've had 62 of these things. 1955.
Wow.
28 June, you share a birthday with Kawhi Leonard.
I do?
Yeah. Saw that this morning. The Spurs
set
up.
Oh, no.
What do you mean? That's not bad. We're going to have a lot of fun today with Bucky's birthday. And let's start the show by saying that happy birthday, first and foremost.
Thank you very much.
And we're going to do this all morning. We're going to have a big party at the end of the show. And the 9 o'clock hour could get a little raucous as Wayne Miller from Louis Miller Barbecue is going to bring in some fresh off the smoker barbecue, carve it up.
He's going to bring in some fresh smokers, did you say?
Right off his pit. Right off the pit. The pit master. Be heading in here from Taylor, Texas with some incredible food. We're going to get a cake and have a lot of fun. Some invited guests and listeners coming on in. It'll be a good time. And then the party will ensue about 10 o'clock. Here's the deal. If for folks who aren't coming to the party, can't make the party, weren't invited to the party, you could win that sweet package up for the Rangers game against Boston on Monday night. All you have to do is wish Bucky happy birthday.
That's better than being at the party.
Well, exactly. Oh, no question. I'll tell you right now.
No, missing that brisket.
Ooh.
That's
unbelievable.
Loin, pork loin.
But here's what you have to do. On Twitter or social media, send us a birthday message for the Buck. It could be a GIF. It could be a video. It could be a message. But use the hashtag Bucky's birthday. Bucky's birthday is your hashtag. That's how you'll get it to us. And you, Mr. Godbolt, will pick the best one. Whichever one tickles your heart the most, we'll give them the four tickets in the suite for the Rangers-Red Sox game on Monday night, the night before the 4th of July celebration. So
yeah, and make sure you're a Ranger fan, too. I mean, don't just take it because it's – I like for somebody to be a Ranger fan and gets it. Just, you know, put a little something, I am a big Ranger fan, that helps too.
Or a Red Sox fan.
Oh, no, that's not going to help. Don't do that. I would not do that if I were you.
All right.
Don't put in, I'm a Red Sox fan.
So you can also, if you send us a message via the specs, text line at 512-337-3776. Those will also get to the Buck as well, and he'll read those and see those. 62 of these bad boys in the party to come.
I'm generally never here on my birthday.
You typically take the day off.
I'm glad you're here. Yeah,
we haven't had a chance to do this in a while. Yeah, normally you were, and you'll be out tomorrow morning.
Yes.
To celebrate your birthday and then take the long weekend.
It's more of getting ready for the 17th annual Mullet Open with Jonathan Banks from Breaking Bad. We'll show up here next Wednesday. He's really, really excited to be on with Trey and BK next Friday.
Absolutely. That's coming around the corner.
Yes.
It's your golf tournament. And, of course, the 4th of July holiday in between the three, the two things. So let's get this thing rolling. First, before we get to the headlines and the buck-ons and the buck-offs and all the birthday conversation, on this 29 June. Let's say hi to our friends at Fort Hood, Texas.
No doubt about it, because they celebrate a birthday, and they keeping me alive for 62 years. Thank you very much. Good morning to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and, of course, all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you very much. And all you first responders, thank you also.
No doubt. Buck on every single day, and certainly on this Thursday. All right, big trade in the NBA. Got plenty of baseball. Let's dive into the Ticket City Update Desk. An absolute blockbuster out of the NBA yesterday, a couple days in advance of the opening of league free agency. Point guard Chris Paul, the All-Star, headed to Houston for a package of seven players, including Patrick Beverley, Lou Williams, Sam Decker, and Montrezl Harrell, plus a 2018 first-round draft choice. Now, the deal was facilitated when CP3 informed the Clippers that he intended to sign with Houston as a free agent. They then convinced him to opt into the final year of his contract and negotiated the trade, so they didn't lose the nine-time All-Star without any compensation. Rockets general manager Daryl Morey wanted to get this deal done so Paul, along with a fellow All-Star James Harden, could work together to woo free agents to Houston.
You know, it's a guards-based league. You know, it's a weapons race in the NBA, and you're either in the weapons race or on the sidelines. And, you know, we felt like this is, with James Harden in his prime and Chris Paul in his prime, you know, this gives us a real shot to chase, you know, the juggernaut teams that are out there, and puts us right there with them.
All right, free agency begins Saturday. Rockets have CP3 and James Harden. We'll talk about that throughout the morning. Major League Baseball, Cleveland Indians beat the Rangers for the fifth time in six meetings this season. Dropped them 5-3 last night. Trevor Bauer pitched into the seventh. Michael Brantley drove in a pair. They'll wrap up that four-game set noon today, or just afternoon today in Cleveland. Andrew Cashner facing Corey Kluber. You can hear that game over on AM 1260 this afternoon. Houston, meanwhile, first-place Astros pounded out 17 hits, including three each for Josh Reddick and George Springer. They combined to drive in five, leading Houston to an 11-8 win over Oakland. Springer continues to surge towards his first All-Star start, now putting himself into the AL MVP conversation. Belted his 24th home run of the season to start the game. That's his franchise record ninth leadoff home run already this season. Added a couple of doubles, scored three times. Houston closed out that series with the A's tonight. Round Rock lost in Nashville 11-9. Same two again tonight right here on the Horn 705 after Chad and Kevin. By the way, for the second year in a row, the Express catcher Brett Nicholas has been selected to play in the AAA All-Star Game. He'll be on Team PCL, Pacific Coast League, when they play July 12th in Tacoma. A couple of other baseball notes. The scuffling Chicago Cubs not only lost to the Nationals 8-4 last night, they also lost reigning NL MVP Chris Bryant to an ankle injury. Awkward step on third base, catching a pop-up. They list him as day-to-day. Looked like it was painful. Congratulations to Brewer closer and former Longhorn Corey Knebel. Tied an MLB record by a reliever last night, striking out at least one batter in his 39th consecutive appearance. Knebel has 12 saves and a .96 ERA for the first-place Brewers this season. And that is the news. Look, somebody sent you the Bucky's logo.
Trademark infringement. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I mean, somebody sent me a head cover, a Bucky's head cover. I've got one of those.
For your golf bag?
For my golf bag with that right there. It's awesome.
Nice.
Really, really awesome. Last night's, yesterday afternoon's big trade with Chris Paul. What does it do? Can they play together? Of course they can play together.
Well, will it work? I have a lot more doubts about this one than I did about, because we had this conversation last year with Kevin Durant to Golden State, and the question was, tell me about what about the chemistry? Can he fit in? Is there enough basketballs? Certainly that worked fine. I understand what Daryl Morey is thinking on this, and give him props. I mean, you've said it in the last, since the Golden State won the championship and went 16-1 in the playoffs, you know, everybody's got to step up their game, and what does that even mean? Well, you know, Daryl Morey is swinging for the fences. You know, clearing his decks, traded seven players, got ahead of this thing, knowing he's got an All-Star in James Harden in his prime, which is going to attract a player like CP3, who's 32 years old now, and get this thing done on a Wednesday, going into a Thursday. So you have, now this is already set in stone, it's done, and now those guys can start, as we know, a players run league. Now you start using your back channels to get to people like Paul George.
Making phone calls like they did in Miami when that happened. Just get on the phone, call your buddy. Do you really want to do this? We make enough money, and you still, if you're as good as you really are, you'll make enough money in the next contract 2 years from now, even if you don't stay with us. Let's give it a shot for a couple years.
Lost in this is CP3 signing because he told the Clippers he had opted out of his contract, so had Blake Griffin, and he informed the Clippers he planned on Saturday to sign with Houston, that he was going to agree to a contract. He was going to leave that $50 million on the table. At least he was bluffing that, you know, that this is where I'm going. I want to go play with James Harden. I want to, you know, form this great backcourt and see what we can put together. Clippers then turned back and said, look, we'll opt in for this fifth year and we'll trade you so we can get Patrick Beverley and at least something, Lou Williams, the sixth man of the year a couple years ago, Sam Decker, a young guy who's building, essentially just to get something and not let Chris Paul walk. But when he signs that deal, it'll be a $205 million deal.
Right.
So Chris Paul's doing okay.
Yeah, he's fine. This deal is fine for Chris Paul. The fact is, I don't like the trade. I don't want another little guard. I prefer. I know he's not just a guard. He's more than that. But I don't like the guys that they gave up. Those are real live teammates. Those are guys that came off the bench last year. They made them number three in the West. Those guys scored points. I think they gave away a lot of good assets in this trade.
Well, you've got to give up salary too to match that. I mean, that's why there's seven players in this. The Rockets were essentially buying players yesterday.
Yeah.
Bought a couple of guys, cash considerations from Dallas to get guys you've never heard of to. Because by league rules, you've got to match the salaries, in total package. That's why it's a 7 and 8 player total deal, a 7 player trade. But look, I think this will be much debated. Is it a good trade for the Rockets? I mean, they're because Daryl Morey made it clear yesterday, and you heard him in the update. They're not done. They're planning to continue to try to add pieces in free agency. This now looks like an attractive landing spot. They're clearing salary as much as they can to have as much cap space as possible. But look, Pat Beverley was he was their glue guy. I mean, he was their defensive junkyard dog. But Chris Paul replaces him in the starting lineup, and that's an upgrade pretty significantly. Lou Williams was the man off the bench. They acquired him, before the trade deadline last year from the Lakers.
He was very effective for them.
He was. Well, but they also, they've already got the reigning sixth man of the year, Eric Gordon, coming off the bench.
Yeah, that's true. How many sixth men do you really need?
Right. He became their second sixth man.
Right.
And I think, we don't have a clue what this final roster is going to look like for the Rockets for a couple of weeks. Daryl Morey's got this one in the books, and now he's going to go to work to try to facilitate other moves. Who knows what it'll look like? But clearly, you've got to trade assets to get an asset like Chris Paul, to acquire him. They did that, but the argument will be out there. Are they a better team today than they were at the end of the season when they lost to the Spurs in 5 games? They now have two Hall of Fame caliber all-star players on the roster. They're going to try to woo a third.
In this instance, I'm saying they're not a better team.
Well, that's very...
For some reason, I don't think they're a better team.
Well, you got to see it on the floor. It's two guys who like to have the ball in their hands. Which guy is going to defer? Chris Paul dominates the ball. James Harden dominates the ball. Which one... look at me, I'm going to be the positive for the Rockets. And again, we don't know what the final roster will look like. But one of the arguments for James Harden supporters was that he wore down last year. That by the end of the season, that's what you saw in that Spurs series. Kind of like LeBron James, he couldn't go off the floor. They needed him to facilitate offense, and he got tired at the end of the year. Well, they'll always have an all-star guard on the floor.
I mean, yes,
Mike D'Antoni will be able to have an all NBA guard on the floor at all times. Because you can rest James Harden and put the ball in Chris Paul's hands and vice versa. And then one of those guys can slide to the off-guard spot, likely James Harden, when Chris Paul's in the game. If you didn't know James Harden was a big part of facilitating this trade, you'd wonder. But it's clear, it's obvious that at least in his mind, James Harden is saying, look, I'll defer.
Oh, no, I believe he'll give in. I really do.
I'll play off-guard.
Believe that.
Even though last year when they brought in Mike D'Antoni, they gave him the ball and said, you're our quarterback. This is kind of the Steve Nash offense from back in Phoenix, and you're going to run the show, and he did, and he finished second in the MVP and had a heck of a year until the end. But so, yeah, that's the chemistry experiment that we're going to see. I mean, there are a lot of people that wonder how this plays out. And again, I don't know what this final roster looks like. They're going to make a run at Paul George. They're going to make a run at other free agents and try to continue to add. They still have Eric Gordon, at least at this point. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Rockets play this out. And the other side of that is down I-10. The Spurs, who are hoping to be in this Chris Paul sweepstakes, that's now off the table. And now what do the Spurs do once free agency
Anytime
begins?
They use the word arms race, that's all about the Warriors. You notice that? They say that word, and right behind it, you understand, it's all about trying to – everybody can't beat them. So you can keep – as you said yesterday, you can keep adding pieces all you want to, but – everybody's not going to beat him. I think it's good for franchises to now not just be, just a bunch of guys making money, playing basketball, not worried about championships. Now I think there's a number of franchises that are now saying, you know what? We really do want to beat them. We really do want to win a championship. We want to build to do it. But not everybody can do that. Philadelphia 76ers can't all of a sudden become
Well, you need
in
one
the thing.
Of
things. They just have to. Certain teams have to get better, period.
Well, the one thing the Rockets had was a creative general manager in Daryl Morey, but they also have a star player. I mean, you got to start with a star, a superstar, and James Harden is that, and that attracts other superstars. So now you've got two. Can you acquire a third and fit it under the salary cap and afford it and all that? Pretty clear that Daryl Morey, who just signed a new four-year deal to remain the general manager there, has been given the go-ahead by ownership to go do what you have to do. So we'll see where the Rockets end up.
I know the Clippers didn't get a bunch of stars, but I think they got a lot of talented players to come there if those guys...
Yeah, but stars win.
I know.
At the highest levels in this
league. Is Blake staying there? I don't think he's... He may stay. Where is he going to do?
Well, they're signaling... Look, there's the Clippers side of this, and there's all the drama because it's L.A. There's going to be drama that Doc Rivers' son, Austin Rivers, was a part of the reason Chris Paul wanted out. That the indication
that Doc was a part, the Deion, they had like five different reasons why he left.
Right. Now he says, we'll hear from Chris Paul when they have a press conference when they can officially announce this deal coming up next week. But it seems like he wanted to go play with James Harden first and foremost. But
right.
At the same time, there's some indications he wasn't thrilled with the direction of the Clippers, and that J.J. Redick, who lives in Austin in the offseason, J.J. Redick, who's one of the best shooters in the league, he's a free agent. The indication was they were not going to re-sign him, and they were going to try to replace him with Austin Rivers, that he was going to be the replacement for J.J. Redick, to which some in Chris Paul's can't believe, wait a second, seriously, you're going with Austin?
Bringing
that,
your
that's
son
gonna be, yeah,
to
you're going
to
keep your son here? Probably shouldn't have been here from the jump, and now he's going to replace J.J. Redick, you're going to let a good player walk. So there's that. And there's also the argument that Jerry West came in and said, hey, if you want to move in the right direction,
let's
get Chris
these
Paul
other players.
Walk.
Let's get these guys.
More importantly than getting the assets is let Chris Paul go, because you understand if you sign him to a $205 million contract, you're going to be paying him $40 million when he's 37 years old.
Oh.
And remember how that looked when it was Kobe Bryant and the Lakers.
Right.
And he was coming off an injury and playing the end of his career and putting a juggernaut on their salary cap, that maybe Jerry West came in and said, guys, think about the future, build around Blake Griffin, build around DeAndre Jordan, and let's add assets around these players and see if we can acquire maybe a LeBron James in the future. But now without a CP3, that hardly seems like a feasible thing.
Specs text line says Durant and Curry share. Why can't Harden? Kevin Durant is like almost 7 feet tall. He's not just a shooter. He is a defender. He is a
plays a different position.
He gets a lot. He's more than just a scoring asset. He does a little bit of everything now.
Sure, they can share, but I think you're arguing apples to oranges there. Kevin Durant essentially replaced Harrison Barnes on the Golden State roster. They had a roster spot that opened up because Harrison Barnes signed with Dallas and was going to be moving on.
Yeah, Harrison Barnes, Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
So yeah, really?
You just drop in a good player with an all-time great player.
Yes, all-time great player.
Who play different positions. Everybody's got their own slot. James Harden and CP3 at last check play the same position. So someone's going to have to come off of their position. Also, both of those guys dominate the ball. Which guy decides that he doesn't need to dominate the ball and share? You're right. I mean, it's a fair point that they can learn to share, but there's going to have to be a pretty massive switch in one of those guys' mindsets coming up this season. But it does form a pretty dynamic backcourt.
I like it. I like the
if
fact
it works.
But I think it'll work. Yeah, I know somebody. But somebody's not going to be themselves. Those two. You know what I'm saying? It's going to take away scoring or personality or whatever. They're not going to be. It's not going to be the same. I mean, what James Harden did last year was phenomenal to keep them even in the thick of things. If he's less than that, I mean. Big Chris Paul. What really is Chris Paul?
Well, he's a 9-time All-Star.
Yeah, Paul is a beast.
He's a beast.
He's a beast.
We
just don't see enough of him. You know what I'm saying? I just don't.
I think it's a no-brainer trade for the Rockets. Look,
does
it put it past Golden State? No. I mean, but does it put him in position to make moves that could potentially put him close to Golden State's level? Look, they got to talk about getting past San Antonio, too. San Antonio won four out of the last five games of that series and took care of the Rockets in six games last year. So
yeah, it's not just worrying about Golden State.
It's a no-brainer. It's a stars league. It's an arms race, like Daryl Morey said. And Chris Paul, people are worried about Patrick Beverley. They're losing their defensive guy. Chris Paul is also a first-team all-defense player who got more votes on the all-defense team than Patrick Beverley did. So Chris Paul is a stud, a 9-time all-star. And once again, the Rockets aren't done. I don't know. You hear the name Carmelo Anthony if he gets bought out. I think the Rockets have bigger aspirations. A Paul George, a Gordon Hayward, a Paul Millsap, somebody else as well. This puts the Rockets in position to make more moves that will put them closer to the level of Golden State.
Well, I see this for Paul George and Hayward. I think, E, we've been looking jumping on Danny Ainge. I think Danny Ainge is liable to try to just grab both of those. He's going to find a way to get both of those. And now we've got some things going on if that happens.
Well, Hayward and George to Boston, then sure. I mean, that obviously makes them a real contender. But the Rockets are not – I mean, BK just said it. I mean, this deal was facilitated this early in the process because Chris Paul had made his decision that he was going to Houston, which allowed this to happen quickly. And now you're ahead of it. And now the networking can begin. I mean, that's why I keep saying people talk about the Rockets roster. We don't even know what it's going to look like. What if it did include a Paul Millsap and possibly a Paul George for 1 year? Could that team challenge Golden State? Look, there's no debate. I'm from Houston.
This is better than the NBA season.
Well,
it really is.
Yes, there's high drama and who's going where. And now the Spurs, who were hoping to be in the CP3 race, are now looking elsewhere. Kyle Lowry. Maybe George Hill, their former point guard, other pieces like that. But no, I mean, it's compelling, but does it matter? I think is the big picture. Because I feel I'm much more concerned as a fan of the Rockets about the chemistry of Houston than I was last year when Kevin Durant signed with Golden State. I really felt like that was going to work because one of the reasons Kevin Durant wanted to be there was that was already a built team, and he was just filling a position and upgrading a position dramatically and bringing an MVP-caliber player to that already really great roster. Well, Houston's kind of forming a conglomeration, right, at this point, and then we'll see what it is. That is where chemistry issues, you know, arise because it's guys who've never played with one another before in a new system. I mean, Kevin Durant was just joining an already built system and had to learn what his role was within that system. I mean, this whole thing, whatever Houston looks like when it's all said and done, they're going to be learning each other from the jump, but obviously the only thing that matters is making the playoffs and being at your best come April and when the NBA playoffs come around. So we'll take your thoughts as a Rockets fan, as a Spurs fan, as a fan of the NBA. What does it mean? Buck is questioning it. I think it's a fair question. BK says it's a no-brainer and an absolute rock-solid play for the Rockets. So we'll talk about it with you throughout the morning. On Bucky's birthday, we'll also dive into the baseball, dive into the other top stories of the day, and certainly on a Thursday, take your Buck-ons and Buck-offs. And as we started the show saying happy birthday to the Buck, and if you want to wish Bucky a birthday wish and want to possibly win yourself 4 seats in the suite up in Arlington for the Rangers-Red Sox game on Monday night, that's our gift to you on the Buck's birthday. Simply shoot us a message, and the best way to do it is on Twitter with the hashtag Bucky's birthday. Bucky's birthday. See if we can get Bucky trending this morning all over the Twitterverse. And send a GIF, send a video, send a message, and we can hashtag it and look at them all. Buck will pick his favorite one, and then that person, lucky person, will be off to the Rangers game come Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Look at that. Look at that. Just pouring in.
Thank you.
Pouring. Happy birthday, Buck, that says right there. It says, if the Rockets are involved, it won't work. That's fair. This says, Stephen A. Smith said yesterday that if Carmelo Anthony can get bought out by the Knicks, that he wants to go to Houston with CP3. Yeah, that was also floated, but there's no indication that Carmelo Anthony is going to be bought out. That also is up in the air. And, of course, the other big news that dropped yesterday was Phil Jackson out in New York, and one of the people believe that maybe he wanted to buy out Carmelo Anthony, to which James Dolan did not want to do. So we'll see. The arms race is on. The Rockets make the first big move within the arms race. And, yes, Golden State just sitting back watching it all
fishing,
happen.
Fishing, playing golf.
Getting ready for next year.
Getting ready for next year. Preseason games, ready to go.
Houston got old superstars, not the first time. Well, I mean, CP3's 32. I don't know that he would be considered old, but he's probably got a couple good years left. I think
he's got at least 4 unbelievable years left in him,
I would say 2 for sure.
Yeah.
3, but yeah, the father time catches up to when you hit 34, 35, 36 years old, and that's what the Rockets will be paying him at the back end of that 5-year contract at 37. So
a lot of money.
But they're going for it now. And I don't know that Chris Paul's an old superstar. He will be old by the end of that contract. That's fair to say. James Harden is absolutely in his prime. And if they were to get Paul George and or Paul Millsaps, those guys aren't old. Carmelo Anthony, I think he would be considered.
BK, let me ask you this. If they got Paul Millsap to go along with this, now we're talking. Now we're talking big body, physical guy to go along with 2 scorers. I like that. They have to do something besides get any more little shooting guys that can score more 3-pointers.
Yeah, no, they might need more than Paul Millsap to beat Golden State. I mean, right now I'm not quite positive they're at the the level to beat the San Antonio Spurs.
If they have to beat somebody, they have to beat the Spurs, to me.
Because you got
to
assume the Warriors are going to get their 60 wins next year. The Spurs are generally a lock for close to 60 wins, so the Rockets could still be the 3 seed where they were this year.
That's true. They can be the same place because the Spurs get 60 every year anyway.
Well, I give Daryl Morey credit. He has been as aggressive a GM as there's been. He was the guy that acquired James Harden, which put a superstar on the roster. He went after Dwight Howard, whether it worked out or not. He makes moves. He doesn't stand pat. He doesn't believe in standing pat. And you got to do something.
Yeah.
You can't just, you know, and I think the fans of Houston believe in that. Does it mean they're going to win the title? No. But at least they're making moves to go do it, and they bring CP3 to Houston. So we'll talk about it with you. Bucky's birthday. Here it is. First one in on hashtag Bucky's birthday. Marilyn Monroe singing
Mr.
You Happy
President.
Oh, from JFK back in the day. Oh, we'll have to play that.
She was very striking.
Stunningly.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Maybe we'll play that when we come back. Thank you, CB. He's in with the hashtag Bucky's birthday GIF of Marilyn Monroe.
GIFs are nice, or GRIFs, or what do they call them?
GIFs. I call them GIFs.
GIFs.
I think they're GIFs, because the first word of that acronym is graphic.
GIFs. They're
so
GIFs.
That's
birthday, too.
That's not GIF.
Send a GIF. Yes. That'd be
send Bucky a GIF.
There you go.
This should be fun. This should be real fun today. All right, let's keep it rolling. We'll roll through Buck Ons, Buck Offs. Mostly sunny, high 94 today. I think the rain has moved on. Should be a nice Thursday on Bucky's birthday, 29 June. Here on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260. Streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
B&E.
B&E on the Horn, Buck Ons and Buck Offs. Meaning who needs a pat on the back on this Thursday? Who needs a kick in the rear? Bucky's air conditioner gets a buck off. Your AC went out last night?
Went out yesterday. Went out at around, I guess when I got back from playing golf up at Horseshoe Bay, it went out at, when I got there, it was 80.
In your house?
It was 84 degrees. And for me, I can handle 82, 83. And I can handle last night if it's going to be that way all the time. But the daytime temperatures are going to get miserable, and it's going to make it tough at night.
Are you going to get it fixed?
Oh, yeah. I'll get it fixed today. Yeah, it's time. Never had any AC problems, so it's time for that thing after 7 or 8 years from where I live out in the woods with everything falling in it, probably to get some repairs done to it.
All right, we'll get that done. Buck on,
yes.
And Buck off. Also, Buck on. I'll give Buck on to Daryl Morey for being aggressive. I don't know that this works, because then we got people sending this. So here we go with Drexler, Olajuwon again, and Barkley. Look, I mean, that's again, these are apples to oranges things, and I think that's a lazy, because I heard that a lot yesterday, read it a lot. When the Rockets tried to build a team in the 90s around a bunch of aging stars, it was Barkley, Olajuwon, Pippen, and Drexler. Drexler and Barkley were both 34 and going to be 35 during the season.
Oh.
Olajuwon was 33 at the time, and it didn't work. Now, I mean, obviously the chemistry wasn't there. Those guys were past their primes, and it was kind of a reach. I don't think Chris Paul at 32 and James Harden in his prime and whoever else they add is equivalent to that. But I would also agree with those who are skeptical that the chemistry is going to work. I mean, this is more – this experiment Daryl Morey looks like he's trying is more like the Miami Heat thing when they brought in LeBron James and, you know, with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. And remember, they didn't win the title in their first year, and they had chemistry issues, and they had to try to figure out – whose role was what and how they did things. That's why the Golden State thing was perfect last year, because Kevin Durant had a natural position. You're replacing Harrison Barnes in their starting lineup, and you know, you replaced a really good player with an all-time great player, and on a really good team that they pride themselves on being unselfish and sharing the ball, and everyone gets their shots and knows their role. Obviously, Houston is trying to put themselves in a position to bring in as many stars as possible.
I think when you've
but
been
that does seem like a bit of, but I don't think it's old guys like it was with the
no.
With the Barkley
I think
team.
When you've been successful like the Spurs, it's not about short term success like the Spurs. We got to do this. We got to get the Warriors within the next year or so. I don't think that's really how that works. I mean, if the NBA is going to be around for a long time, I think you have to start building for your success, not only for the next year, but the next year, the next year, the next year. Like all great organizations.
Sure.
It can't be just to catch the Warriors. You mean you have to have good basketball. You got to show your fans that you're competitive. There is a regular season. I know nobody likes the regular season. Nobody really cares about it anymore. It's all about the playoffs. But you have to keep your fans in the seats. Keep coming. You have to play solid. You can't be well, we got to wait till the playoffs. Nobody's going to play. The Spurs, I don't think, are going to do an awful lot because they're just the way they are.
Well, I disagree with that. I think they will. I think they'll be pretty aggressive. I think Gordon Hayward's a guy they're going to go after. Because, look, it's about putting fans in the seats and selling tickets and being relevant. Mm-hmm. But it's also trying to take advantage of – if you have an all-star, if you have Kawhi Leonard, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, those guys were 1-2-3 for MVP. If you have a Kevin Durant or a LeBron, you have to try to maximize their best years.
Yes.
By putting, at this point, the way this league is built, putting as many really good players around them as you can to get the most out of their best years. I mean, and that's...
Is it different from baseball where you work your system and your farm system and all that?
I mean, I think it's different.
And I know that's a long haul. Baseball's a long haul deal. You're building
long term. Yes,
long term.
Way down the road. And baseball, there are so many variables with nine positions and pitching, and you have pitching and a bullpen and the hitting. I mean, it's all got to come together and be sustainable. I mean, there are only five guys on the floor.
So and the Celtics are building that way. They're building like a baseball franchise.
They are, and that's why I don't know that that works in this day and age of the NBA. I think Danny Ainge needs to be willing to move some of those assets to go get great players because superstars win. I mean, that's been proven, and that's nothing new. The superstars have won in the NBA for four decades. Whoever has the best players wins, and that's what this arms race is about, as Daryl Morey said yesterday. All right, here's one from the Specs text line. It says, happy birthday, Buck. You're 1 year closer to your balls touching the toilet water. And he sent a little picture. You see that picture there?
That's an old dude right there now.
See, that's not very nice. We have a little Marilyn
Monroe. I know
Monroe.
About the depth of the water for years already.
Oh, you've been swimming it down there?
Yeah.
With your low T?
Yeah, of course.
All right, let's hear that, BK. What do we have? Give me a little Marilyn.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, I'll see you in the Oval Office in about 15 minutes.
man.
Whew. All right. Very nice, Marilyn Monroe. The River of No Return, one of my favorite movies of all time.
Never seen that.
Robert Mitchum and Marilyn Monroe, yes.
The River of No Return.
Yes.
I haven't seen that one.
You will get someone in the Specs text line. He will tell you that's a fabulous movie with Marilyn Monroe and Robert Mitchum.
Hey, how about this for a buck off on a Thursday? How about Illinois? Illinois, where you coached for a long time?
Yes.
Or for several years?
Several years.
Played basketball on your knees with Jeff George in your basement?
Yeah.
Nerf
little
basketball?
Nerf basketball.
Well,
first round draft pick. The first player. Was he the first to be taken?
He was the first draft pick, yeah.
Yeah.
First pick.
First
rifle
pick.
Arm. And I think he came to you as a junior with wanted some advice. And
gave him some good advice.
What'd you tell him?
I said, if that happens, bye. That's that was before the real bye was like, bye. If they're going to give you, he told me they're going to give me $15 million signing bonus, and I said, bye.
But didn't Jeff George also tell you that it was too cold to practice at one point?
Yeah, he stood in the runway. And John McAvick said, would you please go get him? Please go over there and get him. And I went over and he said, dude, it's too cold out there today, my arm. And I said, listen, come out for about 15 minutes. If it's too cold, then go in. I said, but you can't stand here while everybody's stretching and pretend like you're not going to come to practice. I said, that's not going to work. And he came out, threw around a little bit and stayed.
Well,
he was a clown.
I bring up Illinois because Lovie Smith is now the coach there. Remember him? He used to coach the Bears. Lovie.
Yeah.
Tampa. He's the coach at Illinois, and they have...
got a raw deal at Tampa, I thought.
They have offered a 10-year-old from Los Angeles named Bunchy Young a football scholarship to play at Illinois. Bunchy Young.
Bunchy, don't take it.
He's 10.
Don't take it.
10.
Wow. Yeah, Jay Norvell offered a 9-year-old the other day.
Who refused it. Yeah. His dad said, we're not going there.
Yeah,
Nevada. Bunchy's probably not
we're
going
not
either.
Going there.
Yeah, and Bunchy's probably not going there. Where's he from, California?
Los Angeles.
No. There's a good chance he's not going to Champaign, Illinois.
No. That.
Maybe USC, maybe UCLA, but not Champaign, Urbana.
But is there anything more ridiculous than offering a 10-year-old prepubescent boy who...
Is that the kid right there, the little kid on the right?
Yeah, I think so.
The little kid with the funny color hair, just dyeing his hair all different colors?
Yeah.
Oh, what is his dad, LeVar Ball?
It says, congrats to Bunchy Young. Just got an offer from Illinois football as a 10-year-old.
Knocked the color out of his head.
Fastest youth in the country.
Okay. First of all, I know it's a different day, it's a different age. If my son came into a room with those different colors in his hair at 10 years old, I would turn around with a thing of scissors, next morning he wouldn't have that hair.
That tweet I just read you with four pictures of Bunchy Young, a 10-year-old, was from the recruiting coordinator, one of the recruiting analysts at Illinois.
At Illinois?
Yeah, he was congratulating Bunchy. Garrett McGee is his name. Congrats to Bunchy Young. Just got offered as a 10-year-old. Fastest youth in the country.
That's got to be like a joke, though. This is not... It ain't true. This is not for real.
That ain't true!
Well, it's for real. But, I mean, is the scholarship for real? Should they all be ashamed of themselves? Yes, absolutely. They should be. Anybody involved in that should be ashamed. He's 10.
Yeah, and Lovie Smith should be...
You have professional adults who are getting paid to coach and recruit... Calling him the fastest youth in the country? Okay.
Seriously?
At 10.
What do you think Bunchy's going to be like when he's a senior in high school?
A pain in the ass.
Oh, yes, he is. Yes, Bunchy is.
I bet he's not the fastest youth in the country when he's 18.
Probably not.
Might not even like football when he's 17 years old.
When somebody sweeps the leg on that dude about 10 times after this.
After he goes through puberty and finds girls and maybe wants to be a rock star or something. Who knows? Maybe he wants to fly airplanes.
I'm hating on the kid, man.
I'm hating on the kid. Did you see his hair?
I'm not
already
hating on the
10?
Kid. I'm hating on the adults.
Yeah, for giving him
I'm hating
deal.
On the adults for shining a light
hair.
On a 10-year-old.
What's he got, a colored fro?
He's got the mohawk.
He's got the mohawk for four different colors.
He's 10.
He's 10. He's a kid.
Yeah.
Let him be a kid.
Just give you. How about your normal hair? Your
this
normal
is
hair
last
is just
birthday
fine.
Party for 52
That's right.
Years.
He's black. That's right. He doesn't have another party after
he's
this.
He's a black kid. Yeah, that's just like the Buck.
That's
he won't
right.
have another party. For his birthday for 52 years.
Good job, Bunchy. Have
like
your
you. And we're having a party for you today.
10th birthday and then forget about it.
Hey, get your birthday wishes to the Buck today. Hashtag Bucky's birthday on Twitter and social media. We'll take them and at the end we'll pick our favorite message and that person will win four tickets to the Ranger game Monday night in the suite. And you're going to pick it, Buck. You're the official judge. You're the Simon Scowl of who wins these tickets. So
this kid
be
has
watching.
A bodysuit on. Like he's come from the gym. Like he's a weightlifter. He's
a
bodysuit on.
His dad's got him in the gym. Pumping iron because he's fat. Got to be fast. We'll be back. Be any on the horn.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Hashtag Bucky's birthday on social media. Send Bucky the wishes and the best wishes on his 62nd birthday. Talking CP3 to the Rockets. Obviously, that's caused a lot of debates. Good move, bad move. This is not by no means a slam dunk, but by no means I think the Rockets are done. Rebuilding their roster around James Harden, now CP3, so we'll debate and discuss with you. So talking about offering 10-year-olds football scholarships, which seems beyond silly.
That's kind of embarrassing. I mean, if you're a coach and you really do that, Jay Norvell or anybody else, I mean, if you start offering kids to me in 8th grade and 7th grade, that's just real embarrassing, I think. I don't understand where you're going with that. I know it's starting to get them quick and get it in their minds and try to brainwash them. In the coming to your place, I mean, but a 10-year-old,
yeah, well,
whose
tweeting,
life is going to change
tweeting,
so much,
and tweeting at him and then pumping him up, fastest youth in America. It's symptomatic of everything that's happening in youth sports and just making. I don't know. Sports are supposed to be fun. And
I mean, that's why the deal that you're doing with the Coaches Alliance. Stay with that thing forever.
Yeah,
maybe. Or our kids are going to be a wreck when it comes to sports. You know, we have it's hard enough that you know we're starting to get money taken away in public schools for kids and recreation and doing stuff. You don't do anything with your school anymore. We got all these individual groups that are making money, specialized soccer, specialized baseball. And your education is now, no, we can't have rec anymore. We don't want to take kids out and run around and get them sweaty anymore. But my goodness, to pump their heads full of 10-year-old stuff is goofy.
Well, and it's, I mean, my whole thing is it all comes under the umbrella of adults ruining sports for kids. And that's, I mean, sports are supposed to be fun. And they want, you know what I mean?
Can you imagine this 10-year-old kid and his buddies want to go play? And he goes, I got to go to the weight room. Yeah. I mean, what?
Right. And because adults are telling him,
that's what you
that
have to do.
He's the fastest youth in America, and here's how you have to do it, and here's how you get that college scholarship. And this is happening in all sports. And then you got to specialize. You can only do football. I mean, it's just it's epidemic, and epidemic levels, in my opinion. That's why Positive Coaching Alliance was formed, and it's a nationwide initiative. And it's got to be more than just that. And this is not the only example. It happens all over. And it's parents, adults, Not allowing kids to be kids.
Colleges, though?
Become the people they're going to become and decide which sports they want to be good at.
How about the president of the University of Illinois going to the head coach and saying, hey, please don't do this again?
Yeah.
I mean, really, please don't do this. Don't put this out on my university.
Tom Lemming of CBS Sports says he thinks this is a publicity stunt, but I don't know what kind of publicity you get offering a 10-year-old a scholarship. And that tweet that I read you, Buck, and I read you folk the show The People Audience, where it says, congrats to Bunchy Young, just got an offer from at Illinois Football as a 10-year-old fastest youth in America, or fastest youth in the country, was tagged to Garrick McGee. He tagged it to it came from someone within the athletic department at Illinois.
That's what
and
I mean.
Tagged the offensive coordinator,
oof,
Garrick McGee, which is just so bizarre, and it's shame on them. Buck
it,
off.
It is publicity. I mean, look, you guys are talking about Illinois football on June 29th, but I don't know if this is one of those good publicity things, because if you're an actual 17- or 18-year-old recruit potentially playing football at Illinois, you kind of look at this and it's like, this is kind of a joke of a program if they're doing this.
Yeah.
This is a joke of
but
a program.
And I don't know how serious they are. I don't know what it is. It just... The picture, it just, again, where
you realize you're
not letting kids grow up.
Do you know how you're beholden to this kid? If this kid tells his dad and he tells the coach and the dad says, we're going to accept your scholarship offer at 10 years old, do you realize no matter what that kid's life is like to when he gets to college, when it's time for him to go to college, if you don't accept him, what kind of fools do you look like then? What if he turns out not to be a really, really good athlete at 18 or 19. He's just a scrub.
Scrubini.
He's a scrubini. And he's accepted a scholarship there. What do you then do if you're Lovey, if you're still around, you know, as the head coach then? Do you then tell the kid and the father, this is not acceptable.
I accept that.
Yeah. What do you do then? The next article is the dad talking about how they offered my son at 10, and then they didn't come through with the offer.
It's adults ruining it for kids.
Now, the kid can change his mind, too, and say, I'm not going to Illinois. He can say, I'm coming now, but change his mind in 8 years, too.
Did he commit or did he just get an offer?
Yeah. Jay Norvell offered a 9-year-old quarterback.
That kid's still pissing in his pants. Seriously.
Jay Norvell's the coach at Nevada.
Crossing his legs
now.
And running to the bathroom like me at 62. Yeah, that kid's doing that. And you just offered him a scholarship, a full scholarship, that by the time he goes to school, what's that scholarship worth then? $200,000?
Wasn't Jay Norvell ranked number 130?
Yeah, was. 130. Coaches, 1 to 130. He was 130. I don't think he's coached a game there yet.
Where
so
are
hard
we
to
in
really
society?
And he's
trying to get 9-year-olds on the team. That ain't going to help.
Seriously, where are we in society, really?
Where are we at, Mike Gundy?
I mean, really.
Where are we at in society today?
Mike Gundy had it. Charlie Strong had it. You know what I mean? The downfall of society is having that kid's picture all over the place now. Amazing.
We'll come back. We'll also dive into a football-related conversation. Drew Brees. Drew Brees has started a new football league under the umbrella that he wants to, quote, save football. Save the sport.
Don't forget Battle of the Network Stars tonight
also,
for my birthday.
Battle of the Network Stars. We've got headlines, got a blockbuster trade in the NBA. Is that the first of many? We've already had two, Jimmy Butler and Paul CP3, dealt before the free agency period begins. Very interesting. We'll dive in there. And, yes, Drew Brees, we'll get you this. And Bucky's going to be watching Battle of the Network Stars tonight. Will you be on Buck's 62nd birthday? Hashtag Bucky's birthday to win those Rangers Red Sox suite tickets. Best gift, best message, best video, whatever it is, wins when we're all done today at 10 o'clock. It's B&E on the Horn.